May our singing this morning glorify your name. May we make your praise glorious. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, let's give him thanks now that it's done. Hallelujah.
You're seated. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. If this is your first time to attend the Victory Christian Center service, we'd like for you to raise your hands at this time. Let's just greet all of our newcomers. Glory to God. Look at here. Let's give them a great big welcome. Praise God. If you will, just keep your hands lifted. An usher would like to give you a packet with some information. There's a visitor's card. Fill it out. And when the offering envelope is passed, just drop it in the offering envelope. In the offering bucket. This is my counsel. Put it there anyway. This is Nancy Clower. I'm her husband, Glenn Clower. We're assistant pastors at Victory Christian Center, and we want to share just a few announcements with you at this time.
There will be a meeting of all the counselors tonight at 5 o'clock in the south entry of the Mabee Center. That's for all the counselors. Following the evening service tonight, there will be anyone who is interested in missions. If you have any questions about how to get started with that, or you're just interested in missions, there will be a meeting immediately following the service this evening. Don't forget the soul winning seminar all this week, starting tonight here in the Mabee Center, and every day at 10 and 2 at the 71st Street location, every evening here at the Mabee Center. We want you to be here. It's going to be a glorious week. There will be a meeting, all of you who are interested in working with special children, or if you have special children, there will be a meeting that you would be interested in next Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock here in the press room at the Mabee Center. Next Sunday night, Sharon will be premiering her new album. So you'll, yes, give her a hand. We'll all want to be here to hear that. It's going to be a blessing to all of us. There are flyers in the lobby for the Ladies Spring Advance. This will be April the 26th and 27th at our 71st Street location. And you'll need to register, ladies, because they have some very special classes for you. There's a little note about that in the bulletin if you want more information. But pick up the flyer and go ahead and get registered, because they're going to keep those classes small so that your needs can be met. Glenn?
Tuesday evening, the regular leadership class that meets at 71st Street will meet here because of the soul winning conference. But starting there, starting at 4:30, the bulletin says there'll be a spaghetti dinner. That's spaghetti supper. And it'll start at 4:30. You can go by there and get a good meal and then come on over and be part of the soul winning seminar. It's going to be to benefit our Victor Christian School athletic program. The benefits will go for that. $2 a plate for up till 6 to 12 years old, $4 a plate, 13 and older. All you can eat spaghetti supper. Amen. Don't forget now, from now on Wednesday evenings, we meet here at the Maybe Center. Starting at 7 o'clock, we had a glorious meeting this past Wednesday. Wednesday evenings are at the Maybe Center from now on. April 29th, we'll remind you now so we can all get used to it. Or April the 28th, the last Saturday in this month, we set our clocks ahead an hour so we won't come to church at the wrong time. We spring forward an hour the last Saturday of this month. On May 5th, we won't be meeting in here for our regular Sunday morning services. We'll meet at Christ Chapel. There will be shuttle buses, but they'll be having ORU graduation here. So May 5th, we meet in the services at Christ Chapel. Men, in the lobby, there's a registration table for our men's spring advance, which is May 10th and 11th. Be sure to go by and pick up some information on that and register. Sign up now so we'll have a great time May 10th and 11th. As you stand, as David comes to lead us in praise and worship, just join with us for more great singing and praise to the Lord. Amen.
Stand up and bless the Lord your God from everlasting to everlasting. Stand up and bless the Lord your God from everlasting to everlasting.
Hands again, sing it.
Stand up and bless the Lord your God.
offer it up to Him. Blessed be Your glorious name. Blessed be Your glorious name, O Lord. Hallelujah.
And we offer up to You the sacrifice.
Hallelujah.
sing it, glorify your name.
Glorify your name.
We glorify
your name. Glorify your name in all the earth.
Jesus, we love you. Sing it. Praise your name, Most High. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we honor you above all others. You are our Lord, our King. Praise you, Jesus.
praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Focus your attention in on Him, your worship, your adoration. It is Jesus, high and lifted up, that we honor. Hallelujah. Lord, may everything that's done today, every word spoken, every act, may it be in your will, in your name, in Jesus' name. May life flow. May healing come. We pray you mend the broken in heart. Those in despair, in grief and sorrow, let your peace come now in Jesus' name. Let deliverance break every yoke of bondage in Jesus' name. May your healing flow in this place. We've come to meet you, our living God. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, in the name of Jesus, every yoke and bondage of the world, of the devil, I speak, be broken off your lives. Be released in your mind from every foul, tormenting, driving harassment in Jesus' name. I speak resurrection into your spirit, man, to rise up out of your despair. Rise up. That's it. Receive it down inside of you, that I'm going to live and proclaim the works of God. In the name of Jesus, take hold of someone's hand. Let them pray for you and you pray for them. Receive it. We're connected with the life of God, and His life is flowing through this body right now, through every individual. You need prayer right now. God's healing is flowing. God's deliverance in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, sickness, disease, infirmity, depart now. Receive it this very moment. Someone with a hip out of joint is being healed now. You're in intense pain. The Spirit of God is moving upon you. There's a healing taking place this moment. Someone with an injury to a middle finger, there's a healing. You can move it now. Stretch it out in the name of Jesus. Someone that's had a problem in your ankle, right now there's a healing flowing through it, and you can put your full weight on it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone that's come in here with a sinus condition, there's a healing flowing through you right now to release that and break the power of it in the name of Jesus. That's it. There's the healing power of the Lord. Every person that needs a healing miracle in your body, just put your hand up in the air. You have some area of a need in your body for a healing. Just hold your hands up. Believers, I want you now to specifically direct your faith in behalf of the persons near you who have their hands uplifted. You look at someone, look around you. Focus your faith in on where our members together. And when one body is hurting, we reach out. In the name of Jesus, we supply strength to you right now. Every work of the enemy be broken, be cast out. Healing flow inside of you now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Healing. Be healed in every part of your body. Foul sickness, disease, infirmity, we command you by the authority of Jesus' name. Leave these bodies now. Leave in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Be delivered in your mind. Drug addiction, alcoholism, we command you, foul, tormenting spirit, you bondage of the enemy, remove yourself now. Be healed. Be healed. Be made whole in the name of Jesus. That's it. Just stand in God's presence. When you know something has already happened to you, begin to check yourself. You know something has happened to you. Just begin to wave your hand. Something's happened to me. Something's changed inside of me. I've got a healing. All right. Let's sing it. Those of you that know something has happened, just lift your hand up and wave. Something's already happened in my body. This girl right over here, why don't you come and share your testimony? This brother right here, where else? You know something's happened in you. Brother right up on the side, just come down quickly. Let's have two or three testimonies of what Jesus has done. Your name is?
Jerry Jeanette.
What happened, Jerry?
Well, for a couple of days, I've been so clogged up, it hurt to sing, and this morning it hurt a little bit to sing, and when everybody laid hands on me, and you said somebody with the nasal problem, that it was clearing up, it started popping through my sinuses, and I can breathe, and my throat doesn't feel congested.
There's the evidence. Hallelujah. Let's give Jesus the praise. Amen. What is your name?
Amy, what was wrong?
I had, for the past week, my sinuses have just been really clogged up. I haven't been able to breathe normally, and when you said somebody was being healed of sinus, all of a sudden this warm feeling came all over me, and now I can breathe normal and
take a good breath.
Hallelujah. One more here. Your name?
Stacy Nunn. I'm a student over at ORU. I tore the collateral ligaments in my right knee playing softball about 2 weeks ago, and it's been giving me a tremendous amount of pain for the last 2 weeks, and it just, the Lord just healed it. Totally. I mean,
no problems?
At all.
And your knee, can you run up those stairs? Take off. Let's give him a hand as he goes. Hallelujah. I want you to turn and tell somebody something good that's happened to you this week. I know everybody's got a testimony. Just turn and tell them something good that's happened to you this week. You can, as you're seated, just squeeze in and leave the empty seats on the aisles. That'll help folks that are still coming in looking for a seat.